Yesterday, the county's top law official said his department will stop enforcing county guidelines as of Monday relating to COVID-19. He made it clear right here on KSRO yesterday. We're going to talk with him again in 30 minutes. But now we welcome in Sonoma County 3rd District Supervisor Shirley Zane. Shirley, did this come as a surprise to you yesterday? What kind of communication have you had with the Sheriff's Department in the last 24 hours?
None. I think we found it incredibly disturbing and disappointing because we weren't really reached out to. I know, Sheriff Essex says that he has talked to or accuses Dr. Mace and Barbie Robinson of not being transparent, but I believe that they have reached out to him. They even scheduled a call with him yesterday after he released the statement, and I guess he didn't participate. So I think there is definite transparency there and a definite effort to communicate. And, as an elected official, he can stand alone. We can't fire him like a lot of people want us to do. But what we need to do right now, what we desperately need to do in this community is stand together and united, even if we don't agree on everything. That is so important. It gives the wrong message to the public. We're asking the public to do certain things in order to stop and slow the spread of this very dangerous virus. And believe it or not, it is spreading. And we are seeing more people being hospitalized, going to the ICUs. So at a time when, we are reopening, we're going to continue to reopen, but we have to pause every now and then when the virus begins to spread and say, where is this coming from? And we should be very disturbed that there are 30% of our population are Latinos and 70% of the cases are Latino, twice as high as the population. So that alone should stop us in our tracks. But, this is science, it's science. And it's hard for some of us to wrap our heads around it.
Shirley, I'll stop you there. And I do want to get into the racial breakdown of the COVID-19 pandemic here in Sonoma County. But I got to be honest with you. I think a lot of people identify with the sentiments of Sheriff Essex. I'll raise my hand right now in the studio. I read this stuff every day. And I feel like the goalposts are constantly moved on me. Yesterday, we spoke with Dr. Sundari Mace right here on the morning show. She said that for Sonoma County, salons and barbershops were moved back into phase 2, yet couldn't tell me when hair salons and barbershops were going to reopen. I don't know what to do with that information. Every day, I'm searching for something solid. I think a lot of people agree with me.
I understand that frustration. I think she's noncommittal because what we decided to do is wait and see if there was going to be more spread, since we just also reopened some of the restaurants to be able to eat outside, see what happens, wait 8 days, see what happens. And if we don't have enough kicking cases like we are experiencing right now, then open the barbershops. But it's not, you give some, you take some. You have to look at the science. You have to say, how are we doing? Is it spreading or is it not? Look, 3 months ago we had one case. Now we've got over 500. So, all I can say is people are frustrated. I get that. We get that. But we've got to work with our law enforcement agencies and got to be respectful of the fact that this is a very, very lethal virus. This is not the flu. The flu kills about 35,000 a year.
No, I agree that COVID-19 is vastly different from the flu. But back to reopening and when we can and enforcement of these laws. Yes. I think you agree with me. Human beings, we need to know there's light at the end of the tunnel. We need to know that we're working towards something. So I'll point to San Francisco. They have a tentative schedule right now to reopen hair salons, barbershops, indoor dining by July 13th. Now, that date is set. It's a long way away, and they could always move it up. But people feel better when they see a date. Why can't we just get dates set out that we could always move closer later?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry she didn't give you a date because she gave us a date, and it was Friday, next Friday. But the date depends upon whether or not there's spread also, so maybe that's why she was ambiguous. Look, I know there's ambiguity here, but again, this is, and people are confused. So we don't want people to be confused. We should be giving dates and then saying, however, it may not happen. So I don't think you want to disappoint people either at the same time. It's, you know, Jack, it's such a balancing act.
Sure.
You know, we've never been on this trail before, and this trail has got lots of hills and bumps and boulders and rivers to cross. It is just a real hard one to get through. And I just would, you know, ask the public to be patient with us. We're working on it all the time. And I also want to point out that all the other chiefs of law enforcement agencies, including Ray Navarro, chief of Santa Rosa Police, affirmed that they will absolutely, it is their job to support Dr. Mace and the public health order. And there is nobody that doesn't understand. I mean, we have supervisors that just work on with the businesses, the small businesses all the time, but doesn't understand that every day something doesn't open, it hurts them. It hurts them in terms of the economy. We're seeing millions of people applying for unemployment benefits. And I am, as a mental health professional, very concerned about the mental health fallout because of this in terms of the diseases of despair. So, you know, we want to open. We are, in some ways, we're ahead of other counties, but we've got to do it with our eyes wide open. And there's always room for discussion. I mean, I hadn't talked to the sheriff when I saw this.
Okay.
And I don't think most of my colleagues had either.
Yeah, Shirley, we're running short on time. Okay. I want to sneak in one question for you before we go. And I agree, it's a very fluid situation, and I have no doubt Sonoma County leaders are doing everything they can to stay on the same page. But before we let you go, what has the Sheriff Department's enforcement of the Sonoma County health guidelines looked like? Has anyone been arrested? Has anyone been cited? Are there just stern talking tos? When he says he's not going to enforce the guidelines anymore, what exactly does that mean?
I think that means he's going to let people do what they want to do in terms of the unincorporated area. Well, we saw that last weekend at the Russian River, and that was dangerous, awful behavior to just flaunt, you know, the social distancing code. And if he's not going to do anything, at least before, the sheriff deputies were saying, okay, here's your warning. And most of the time, people follow through. But if the sheriff deputies don't do that, then we're going to see spread. And it is getting to be summertime, and people want to go in the river. So that's going to be a real problem, especially when the other businesses and the other localities, in terms of all of our incorporated cities, are enforcing. And law enforcement, including the DA, says, look, it is a law when it gets written as a public health order. That's the way it works. So I just hope that we can sit down with the sheriff, dialogue with him, and reach some understanding to find out what he's really concerned about and why he did this, because I know some of the things he said resonated with people, but honestly, Jack, he got the data wrong in the letter. It's not nearly as rosy a picture as it was painted.
Tough discussion. Shirley Zane, thank you for being a trooper. She's your third district supervisor right here in Sonoma County. You have yourself a great weekend, Shirley. We appreciate it.
Thank you. You too, Jack. Stay safe.